Troy, on Critical Mass, the radio show, we talk about being a critical mass company, and there are four elements, strategies that we discuss with guests when it's appropriate that they are using to create a company that can grow and maintain profitability and be a healthy, thriving company. And you've helped us to understand that's what Simpluris is. And so I feel very comfortable in asking you, as you look at those four elements that make up a critical mass company, could you share maybe one of those strategies and how you and the other leaders of your firm have sort of embraced that strategy to continue to drive Simpluris' growth?
Well, I think if anyone out there's ever read Rick's book, it's fantastic, and ever worked and listened to Rick on these, there's relevant, authentic, agile, and innovative are the four major categories or disciplines. And I would say relevant, definitely. Everybody's got to go through defining their niche, achieving and sustaining maximum market share, focusing on what the core, who you're really going after. And that's what everyone needs to really lock down first. And then the second thing, I think this is what we really did great here, was besides the first one, was pretty easy for us. We knew we wanted to go after class action attorneys and do great case management. We wanted to do fantastic systems. We wanted to build the best possible user experience, the best possible experience for attorneys to work with and managing their cases with the most accuracy and the most data available at any given time. So the real thing that we think we did great was being authentic and being really transparent to our customers and being honest to the nth degree. Every time we made a mistake, we just were really honest and said, hey, we're not perfect. We're trying to be the best we possibly can, but here's a mistake. We'll fix it. We'll own up to it. And just really working on that reputation side of it, developing that brand, developing Simpluris as a brand, and being a company that was really pushing the bounds or the boundaries of technology and really advancing that to allow for a fantastic management experience, plus at a lower cost than other people were providing this before. So that's one thing we were really able to do a great job, and really constantly being out there at all the conferences and being that face on a daily basis so people know, hey, if there's a problem, they know who to call. They know there's somebody behind it. It's not just a faceless company, but it's someone that they really can trust in and they can give their business to and know if there is an issue, they can get a hold of us or get a result they want whenever we need. I think being creative and open and innovative, which is like the fourth concept that you've got, Rick, I think that's always been an easy one for us. We've always been able to innovate rapidly. I think the hard part about most innovation is really financing it and making the money. We've never really borrowed money until this year. So we basically self-financed everything. So we'd earn the money, we'd make the money, then we invested in technology and creating new systems. I think one of the challenges we've had, though, is being nimble and creating true dynamic decision-making models and planning models and the agile section of a critical mass company. And so that's what we're really working on right now, is creating the decision-making and those planning modules and implement the systems and controls around the entire company when the business is coming in, and really planning all the jobs effectively throughout the entire organization, how it hits and impacts all the different departments, everything from mailing to call center to claims administration to disbursement to IT to data management. So I'm not sure if I answered any of your questions, Rick.
No, you gave a lot of content. Again, I love these teachable moments, and you did a nice job personalizing for your company sort of what we see across high-performing companies like yours, which we call critical mass companies.